Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild Friday night. Kick off your weekend. Come join us. 773-897-6461, the number to get in. And also visit us on the Real Psychics Gone Wild room, where we are on Facebook, www.facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. If you'd like to chat and you're listening online, please go over there and start a conversation. We have over 3,000 members, and I'm sure many of them are excited to talk to you. That's why we don't have the chat room open, is because we are doing an experiment. We want to see if you can focus better on the show if you're not watching it in the chat room, watching all the conversation. But I'm Linda Irwin, and tonight I have with me, of course, the number one psychic in the United States for 2014. She's a star of radio, film, TV, and she'll come right to your living room. Patty Negri, how are you?
I am great, Linda. It's so fun to be on with you today. I'm so looking forward to this all day. Yay!
Yay! Okay.
Perfect for entering into the season, and we're both in wet, windy, and wild west, so it'll be fun together.
Let's blow some magic onto the scene, shall we?
Sounds good to me.
Yes. I'm actually going to start off tonight with a question some of my people had, and it may not necessarily be Christmas, but on any of the sets you've ever worked on, have you ever experienced spirit activity like ghosts or poltergeists?
Yes, I have. That is a great question from your people. Yes, it's really interesting. Filming goes in two ways. You're either on a sound stage, you know, like those big studios. Yeah, you've all seen enough movies to see the big buildings of big industrial buildings. And some of them, or most of them, are so old. They were built like in the 20s and 30s when movies were built. And they've had so much life in them that almost every studio is haunted, whether certain sound stages, certain streets and alleys between the sound stages. Because my experience is, if people who are big in life are big in death, so people, big personalities who go into show business as the writers and the actors and the musicians, tend to be big spirits as well. So I've been on many, many haunted, both sound stages and then regular filming, partly because of what I do, being the called in psychic or called in witch. I'm often called into haunted places, but also one that really I wasn't expecting is when I was on MasterChef. They actually had, we were in, you wouldn't think, you see it on TV and it looks like the MasterChef kitchens and all this pretty thing. We're actually in this funky industrial area of Los Angeles, and it was an old, like an industrial thing. It was like rock quarry or rock something they were did. There were so many spirits bouncing around that building, and it was funny. I was talking to Gordon Ramsay. He's like, well, are there spirits here? I'm like, yeah, there are. He gets a little nervous, a little bead of sweat rolling down his head. But, yeah, spirits are everywhere because, again, so much life force, so much energy, so much focus. It's a good place to find them.
Well, do they actually ever move things or touch people on the sets?
Yep. They have, again, especially on getting into, I've only done a few of these, but getting into, like, when you're getting into the thrillers and the horror films, especially ones dealing with the supernatural, a lot of people unwillingly open up portals, people who don't know better, who are not in our world at all, and by things that are done and things that are said and things that are used, open up portals. So, yes, things have been moved. People, there's, I mean, you could even look up stories of people injured on movies and hurt on movies. A real common one is, again, lights going out because and generators using up energy. That's almost anything. That could be, you know, you at home in your basement just using your little camcorder and the battery goes dead because it's spirit activity or this goes out. But, yeah, that's really fun lore to look into. But it makes perfect sense to me, again, because there's so much life force there. It's going to call it in.
Mm. I know just in my house, my house, I have all kinds of activity. So maybe it's because of the things I'm involved with, the video, the music, and all of that.
It is. You're a light worker. So literally you have a light. It's kind of like, you know, it's drawing moths and spirits to light. They say, oh, here's somebody with a sight. Here's somebody can see. And then, again, that creative side, that it's all that in, that right brain, your music, your intuition, all that is part of it that draws it in. Yep.
Wow. I wonder if anybody that's out there listening that wants to call in to 773-897-6461 has a similar tale to tell. We'd love to hear, especially if it relates around the Christmas season.
Yes.
I know there are a lot of interesting things that happen, especially when spirits are trying to comfort their loved ones who have lost them. They're not really lost. They're just in a different dimension. I try to think of it like your best friend that's over to your house every day having coffee suddenly moves across the world. There are still other ways to communicate, even though you're not face-to-face in the physical. So we'd love to hear from you. Let's see. Should we get started with a caller, and then we'll come back to the topic?
Sure.
Okay.
Love it.
All right. Area code 630. You're on.
Oh,
right.
No.
Don't what?
You're kidding. I didn't think I was going to get through tonight. I do have a spooky story.
Yay.
Great.
My name is Laura, Bill Laura. I was just visiting my sister in Honolulu, and she lives on Hickam Air Force Base, and they're basically in the flight path of where the Japanese flew over and were bombing on their way into Pearl Harbor. So I went there and she was telling me, hey, bring your sage and your stuff. Let's clear the house. I feel like there's stuff here. When I got there, I could feel there was something in the house. It didn't feel malevolent or anything, but I did tell her, hey, I feel like you're in this crazy energy vortex here. There's so many different things that happened here that I felt left psychic imprints there. So I went around the house, and I saged the room and was talking through and telling whatever was there to leave it. And I kind of felt like in the second story room, there was a door that went into the duplex next door. And this is officer housing, so they're pretty nice, large, you know, three-bedroom units upstairs. And then the downstairs is like the living room and dining room and kitchen. But in the upstairs room, Patty will know what I'm talking about, but I wanted to ask, why did my thing not work? Or why, you know, what I did, I felt that whatever was there was gone, but I was feeling drained after that, like I would sleep like 10 hours straight. And I kind of felt like maybe the woman that we found out was there maybe went next door and was hiding in the duplex.
She could have been, because I went to the same thing. This is my friend Laura.
Hi.
I worked and cleared that house, and I don't want to talk too much because I don't have her sister's permission.
No, that's okay. My sister said you can,
because I'm talking about it.
And
I said, is there like a door, but it's not being used or something like that? I same thing. You nailed it. It was a portal. And she may have gone to hide there. That certainly could be because it was supposed to be a door. That's why I had your sister put something up on it. But also, we had to cross her over, so she was hiding. And maybe if you that next step of you would have done, we literally she's a shade or a lost soul that hadn't crossed over. I mean, most spirits that hang out, I find, have crossed over. They're fine. They just like hanging out with us. But she really was still waiting. We had to let her know that there was nothing to wait for, that they weren't coming back. And
What was affecting all of our sleep? Like, I mean, we all were so drained and, like, needing lots and lots of sleep, and I would sleep, and then I would wake up feeling like I needed another nap.
Because she was uncrossed over or a shade, as I call them, she was literally draining your energy and really affecting your sleep, because that's when she could, you know, not like a vampire or anything, but like that, energetically. That's what she was doing.
Well, I just wanted to know if I did anything wrong, like in my process. And
not at all.
And then my second, the reason I called and asked this is because I have a friend on Facebook. I've referred them to you to work with it. She said she had a dark woman standing over here with dark eyes, dark hair and dark eyes. Is this the same kind of situation, or is that situation a different situation? I mean, either way, I've referred her to you, but I don't want to be giving the wrong information because I don't know. My abilities come and go like a light switch. You know, I can't do it on demand, and I don't always trust what I'm getting, you know, so maybe that's my problem, but I felt like it was a similar situation. It was probably someone in the house standing over her watching her.
Every situation is different. It could be, what, can I have her first name?
I don't know the woman's name. It's my friend Christy's friend.
It's her friend Christy's friend. So without that permission, it's hard for me to look into it. But it could be the same. You did nothing wrong. You just, again, like you said, it may have just hit away or moved away. You cleared the space, but that was a doorway that you didn't clear because it was a door and it was not being used as a door. So
well, I tried to, like, exit out and say nothing can come through, you know, like push things out and tell me it couldn't come through. That's why I was a little surprised. But either way, I mean, I did ask my sister to say something telling it to leave, that it can't come back because I'm not the owner of the house and I'm not living there.
Right.
So, but I think if it's a portal, I don't know how to close it. Like a portal, if it's the same thing as just like clearing a room, or if you had to do something different.
It's literally an energy door. It's a little energy door. So clearing a room is one thing, and then closing portals have to be kind of a conscious choice of clearing the portal. Also, remember, and I think you know this, and my big pet peeve is don't ever end at sage. Don't just sage in clearing.
No, I didn't. No, I had sweet grass with me. I brought my other medicine juju stuff, incense, you know, something sweet to fill the space.
Yeah, and then with intent, because for those listening who don't know this, I knew Laura did, sage, everybody uses sage, and it's great. I use sage all the time. It is like Comet of the spirit world. It cleans and clears and gets everything out. But it's so clearing, it creates almost a vacuum. So it's like dusting your whole house and then leaving the doors and windows all open in a sandstorm. So it just pull it, the same thing right back in, or something different, or something even worse. So you've got to refill up that space, whatever kind of clearing. If you use sage, salt, water, sounds, herbs, then go back through bringing in like a frankincense, a myrrh, a sweet grass is great, sandalwood, bring in that white candle, and then refill it up. What do you want in this space? I want love. I want light. I want communication. I want sanctuary. I want good sleep. I want good sex. Room by room by room. And refill up that space so there's not even room for the dark stuff, the unwanted stuff to get back in.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Patty.
Thank you, beautiful Laura. Love you so much.
All right. I'm going to keep listening. Have a great
keep
night,
listening.
You guys.
Great.
Oh,
and you
thanks,
did nothing
Laura.
Wrong. You did everything right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for that information. I don't think a lot of people realize that.
I know, and they don't because, you know, the Native American, they might hold to they work different than we do, and people then sage became the thing in for the last 20, 30 years everybody does. And just think about it. It's clearing, clearing, clearing. You've got to then reseal it up and go room by room, window by window. What's allowed in this front door? Only people invited in. Only spirits invited. Only people spirits with good intent. What's allowed in this window? Sunshine, light, health. I mean, mirrors are portals. Fireplaces are portals. Doors and windows are portals. So seal them, close them, really specify each room by room. What do you want in your bathroom? Good plumbing, literally and literally, elimination, good body image, cleanliness, health. And it'll change the energy. I go through a house three times. I go through the first time with whoever it is, going, okay, I feel okay, there's spirit activity here, I feel, or there's just staleness or just stuckness or it's just heavy, or, you know, it could be all sorts of different things, and we walk through. And then we do that clearing part, and we walk through again, and everybody, oh, it feels great. Yeah, that's good. And so many people just stop there because they just don't know better, because it feels really good after I've salted, I've cleansed, I've whatever you've done. I've done the bay leaves, I've done the sage, and it feels good. But again, it's leaving your house wide open. Go through again with sounds and chimes and more than anything, intent. And again, something sweet. Anything angelic incenses, like Gloria, Gloriana, St. Michael, St. John, frankincense and myrrh are my favorites, actually, because they're so holy.
Mm. kind of gives me an analogy here. It's like after you've come out of the shower, you need to put some clothes on, right?
Yeah, that's a good, that's a great analogy. I love it. Yeah, get dressed, dang it.
Speaking of portals, I have one in my house. It's actually between our entertainment center and the wood stove. And they come through in Christmas colors for me. They have for years now. I thought that was kind of interesting. But I see a lot of red energy, a lot of green, and a lot of gold, sometimes a platinum color. But they're my star people, and they come right through, and they work on me at night. I'll feel them touching me and realigning my energy. And I just thought that was kind of interesting that they chose Christmas colors.
Yeah, I think that's great. Well, those are powerful colors, too. I mean, besides that they're Christmas colors, the colors themselves, those reds, those greens. My house, actually, not bright red and bright green, but my living room, my whole thing, I have deep reds and kind of deep greens because it's just, they're such powerful colors.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes sense, especially if they're your star people. And they're yours, so yeah.
I just always love it because they'll come through sort of a translucent and maybe slightly humanoid-shaped to start with. And then they'll sort of expand out into different directions. And they'll make noises. They often pop and knock on things as an affirmation. If I'm talking about something, they agree with it. I'll get a pop as a yes. If they don't agree with it or don't know, they just don't say anything, don't make any noise at all. But what was really amazing, and because it is that time of year, a little over a year ago, my cousin Karen crossed over from pancreatic cancer, and I'd been on Facebook with her sister, Malia, and all of a sudden I started hearing music, and I had my headphones laying right next to me, so I picked them up and I thought, okay, what kind of thing opened itself on my computer? But it wasn't coming out of my headphones, and nothing else was on anywhere. And it was, kind of sounded like a cross between a video game and maybe an app or a cell phone type tone or something. And it
wow.
played for a good 10 seconds. And I just knew it had to be her and her mother, Aunt Mary, letting me know they were here, and they were happy I was communicating with Malia on Facebook because I hadn't been yet at that time she crossed. We just became friends shortly after that on Facebook. So,
well, that
do you have any experiences like that?
I have, and it makes sense to me. Again, it would be music for you because music is such a part of your world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easy, like sense, sounds are easier than materializing things sometimes. My husband's a drummer, and we have a shelf up high into the living room, and he has antique drums. Spirits love to play the drums. We couldn't even reach
cool.
it. Boom, boom, boom. Same thing you do. There's an answer for yes or you can use them like divination, like working with it. Okay. So, yeah, I think really because that thing with sound, it's just easier to transmit than a physical, like than moving a rock on your desk to send in sound. I think that, and it's perfect for you. It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Though I will say they do move things around here.
Oh, yes. No, they move things at my house, too. But it seems a little easier for them to do that kind of stuff. Again, plus it's what you're open to, what people...
And video and photographs. Sometimes they'll urge me to get up, and I don't even know what it is I'm taking a picture or video of. And then it will come back later when I look at it on the computer. It's like, oh, okay, I get it now. I get all kinds of things.
Yeah, I have a friend. She's a Reiki master, and she specializes in animals. Almost every picture she takes now, it's like, oh, there's my dead dog, there's your dead dog. All our deceased babies are showing up, clear as day, almost clear as like, yes, they are sitting right behind that window, in that reflection of the window. It's just confirmation for us. It's just magical. That's great. I'm not good at getting things in pictures, you know, except my thumb.
Oh.
Oops.
I know one of our cats, Sasha, after she crossed, the first couple of years after she crossed. Now, while she was living, she used to always play with the ornaments and the branches on the Christmas tree and knock the ornaments all over the place. In fact, she even broke one once. But she would come back after she crossed and do that again. Tinkle, 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 we'd hear and we'd go running in there, and nothing was moving. She's just making the sound of it. But I thought that was interesting that she chose that as her means of letting us know she was here, especially over the holidays.
Yeah, perfect. In your Christmas house.
Well, should we sneak another caller in?
Sure.
Reminding everyone they can call 773-897-6461 to get in. Also visit www.psychicsgonewild.com. Get in on the caricature contest. That's right. We are all cartoons, and we're all part of the fantasy magic of Christmas. Take a look at us. What does that particular person say to you? Write a paragraph or two. Maybe even put it in rhyme. Lots of fun. And you have a shot at winning over $500. Yes, you heard me. $500 in prizes. So be sure to get that in. That's the Magic of Christmas link on www.psychicsgonewild.com and the Contact Us link to get your prize entry in. All right. We're going to now talk to area code 561. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. Who are we speaking with?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
And what can we do for you?
Well, I just left a job a few days ago, and it's pretty much forced out. And I really don't understand what happened, because, you know, for a while it was fine, and then all of a sudden the manager just got very antagonistic and started having other people harass me, and I was pretty much forced to leave. I knew it was the best thing for me because I might have something else lined up by next week. So I just wanted to see what was the story here. Was it a karmic situation? I mean, I just don't understand. I work so hard.
Okay, now the cards that I pulled for you don't show that it's your karma, it's theirs. And I'm feeling like this is a woman that did this.
Yes.
Okay. I'm seeing number one, yes. You were there for the experience of it, but there were two other people that were probably there either close to the same amount of time or less. And they're going to learn from how you handled the situation, because apparently she's doing this to a lot of other people too, and what they're showing me is there's a jealousy factor involved. Does any of that resonate?
What do you mean, she's jealous of me?
Jealous of the people that are working for her.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, she's very, she's a Scorpio. She's very vindictive, just very dark. I mean, she acts like she's your friend, and then she gets other people to do things to you, so she can't be trusted. I knew that.
I'm feeling like she's just an unhappy person, and she kind of resents everyone that is at peace and happy. Well, let's see what Patty has.
Yeah, I agree. I think you nailed it on the head, Linda. And it's really, I know you feel a little bad. I mean, I could just hear that in your voice, but it really was the best thing for you. And you are something that way better come up that you would have missed had you stayed in this job that wasn't as good. So,
oh, yeah, definitely.
Universe works in mysterious ways.
I was too good for them. I knew it, and I knew I'd eventually leave. I just... was hoping it would have lasted through the holidays.
Well, I really feel like you would have been really stressed if it had lasted any longer.
Yeah,
I was getting really bad. My health was, I had hurt my foot, and then I was standing on my, because the job was like standing all day, and she wouldn't let me sit for a minute.
Yeah, it's good you're gone for a million reasons. And she'll figure out her thing, or she won't.
No, I don't think she will. I mean, I'm just hoping. Actually, the two people that you were talking about, are they men or women?
Well, I'm not getting a gender on them. It might be one of each.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Send protective and healing energy around them because they're still there. Could you do that for me?
Yeah, I think I know who you're talking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if you can just be a friend to them, even if you can't communicate with them directly anymore, send some energy to them because they're going to need it.
Oh, you mean she's going to really harass them next?
Yes.
Does she do this to get people to leave?
No, it's a jealousy thing.
Yeah,
she hires
not
a mom because
she
has to, and then she resents that you're all great people.
It's her own torment. She's got stuff going on in her life and taking it out on you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think I'll ever see or hear from those people again, do you?
I really can't say, Patty.
Do you want to? Are you in contact?
No.
No, I don't want to.
There was one guy that called me tonight. One of our volunteers that contacted me tonight to see how I was. But he was more interested in me on a romantic level, but I'm really not even, I mean, a friend, I like him as a friend, but I don't like him the other way. So, I mean, but he still keeps in contact with me to see how I'm doing.
Okay. Well, again, that's your choice of who's in your life. You're the architect of that. So, you know, if you like him as a friend, let him know that that's what it is. And if you don't want him in your life, move on.
This is
all the things you're in charge of. That's good. The more you're in charge of, that's creating your life the way you want it.
Lisa, I hope we helped you.
Thank you so much. You clarified a lot.
Good. You're holding on to some sadness attached to it or some why. Let go of that. Really let go of that. It's not, as Linda said, it's not what you did or didn't do, so don't make it about you. It's really not. It's their karma. The universe wanted you out, so just be happy. Just do the happy dance. Let go of that edge you're holding on to. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, it's very important right now. A lot of job situations are very tenuous, I feel. Either you're not getting hired on places or you get onto places and they're not how they're represented.
Right.
That's a tough thing, huh, Patty?
Yes, it is. And again, and they're still tough times for everybody. So, again, that's why the more we can just really create our life, be the architect, even in a job that you don't like or maybe job isn't as perfect as it could have been a few years ago, you can help make it better by how you look at it, what you focus on within it. I truly believe that. You know, find what's good about it, and that's what will grow. Wherever you put your head is where you live. So if you're sitting in the ugliest, drabbest office, sit there and find one good thing. Okay, it's a dang good color floor or carpet or wall or, you know, if the person that you like the least at the office, they're mean to you. It's like, find one thing that you like about them, whether you say it to them or not. But, again, it changes your energy out. So when you see them, it's like, well, she has good shoes. Everything about her is horrible, but, wow, Betty has good shoes. You will think about that when you see her. Your energy will be different, so their energy will be different. And you could really, one person can shift the dynamics of a whole office.
I agree. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because people pick up on the energy that you put out.
Yep.
They really do. I mean, have you ever noticed
that
you get into a large gathering of people, you can feel the mood of even one person that's not happy just by walking into the room?
Yeah, and they start bringing everything down, that dominant thing. So you can reverse it off with the good.
Yeah.
We're powerful little beings, and no matter how good, like I've got a poker face. I'm a good actor. They don't know. It's the energy. It has nothing to do with how, you know, good of a poker face, how good of an actor you are. It's the energy.
Absolutely. I had a couple of British friends. They were just the most positive people in the world, but they always kept that poker face, as you said. But yet they could raise your energy just by looking at you. It was just amazing. It's so impressive how they could do that. If you were feeling down, they just look at you, just not even smiling or anything, just a glance over, and you just wanted to break out laughing, and you didn't know why.
That's awesome. That's a gift.
Oh, it is. Well, let's talk some more about Christmas, shall we?
Yeah.
And the magic.
Yeah.
How magical were your Christmases when you were growing up?
My Christmases were very. You know, a typical suburban family, mom and dad, two older brothers. We did everything very, very traditional. The typical go to sleep because Santa Claus, he was going to come. And then that morning when everything was out there, I could not wake up early enough. And they just were great. We had beautiful family times. And I think really those were the best times ever because it was just a celebration of life, which is really is, whether you call it Christmas or Hanukkah or solstice or Yule or going in, it's that celebration of life. And
mm-hmm.
And how are
and
yours?
There's kind of a shift off too, I think. We're growing up in Santa Claus, we believe strongly in that and all the magic. Then we get to a certain age where all of a sudden we find out either from our friends or our parents admit it to us, no, it wasn't Santa Claus that brought you those. Those were all gifts that were purchased. And you're disappointed at first, but then you start to think, well, this means I'm a big kid now. I'm a grown-up because I know the reality. Then we go through life, living our lives, and then we discover, you know what? There is a Santa Claus.
That's
He's
right.
in our hearts.
Yes.
He's in
and
our
there
spirit.
Is that.
So we
yeah.
shift right back to that wonder of childhood again. We just need to recognize that and grasp onto it and make it part of our being, don't you think?
Yeah, yeah. And this wintertime, it is about looking inside and making it part of our being, you know, not so much about the present. It's you know, into this season, I call it going under the mound or going into that dark reflective time. It's at the opposite of spring when plants are coming out and that fertility and that magic and all that. This is that, pull it in. Let's go into our homes. Let's see low into our hearts. Let's look into our family and the little things.
Oh, yes. And if everyone could please remember, I know how heartbreaking it is to lose someone, especially around the holidays, and I'm going to share a story about that. But do remember that they are with you, and if you can open your senses up and receive them, they will be there in whatever way they can show you, whether they're giving you a light touch. Sometimes people feel a hug from their loved one, or like I had a little while back with the music playing, and I didn't know where it was coming from. Or you might see or hear something on TV or hear that special carol around that time of year. But, yeah, it's very touching. My mom crossed in October 28, 1982. She had been sick for 17 and a half years with congestive heart failure that was misdiagnosed for many years, which is why they couldn't do anything to maintain it. But that Christmas, and speaking of my cousins Karen, Malia, and Aunt Mary, we were gathered there that Christmas. And then after the dinner, everyone exchanged presents. Well, my dad brought me one that was addressed in my mom's handwriting to me. And I was perplexed. I was like, how in the world did I get this from her? She crossed 2 months ago, and she was too sick to do anything before then. But she had shopped well, well in advance. She sensed what was going to be happening to her. And she made sure I got one more Christmas present. And that's
wow.
something.
That is beautiful. That have you felt her presence at the holidays since?
Oh, any time of the year, but yes, definitely around the holidays. She'll pop in. She was one of those people that liked joking around, but, you know, raised in a more proper household. If the jokes got a little bit too randy, as my friends would call it, then she would raise an eyebrow, and she'd even go, notice the eyebrows, not approving. You're doing this in front of our child. But my dad was quite the joker, and he will still come through and tell me jokes. And I could just see my mom doing the notice the eyebrow.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Okay, should we take another caller?
Sure.
All righty.
My goodness.
I know it is.
This is fun.
It is. Hi, 765. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah.
Can we get your name?
I'm Wesley.
Hi, Wesley.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
As you guys were discussing about jobs, I have two questions. How far do you see I'll be going for my current job? Because I'm right now it's a part-time job, and I've been trying to find a full-time job. So. Do you guys pick up a new job as a full-time job, or?
I'm not actually getting whether this one is going to go to full-time or it's going to be a different one, but I'm seeing that communication needs to improve. in whatever it is you're seeking, you need to do to make your intentions known. Put your intentions out to the universe and communicate with people on a direct level. I am seeing, though, an older female and an older male, and I don't know if those are your current employers or employers you've yet to meet, but they do want me to point that out as an older female and an older male that would be involved in assisting you to get where you want. Does that resonate? Wesley? Oops, Wesley dropped.
Did we lose you?
Oh, so I get it. I was looking at the cards and then Wesley dropped. Well, hopefully Wesley will call back in.
Yes, hopefully he heard.
And hopefully
Bye,
he heard the, there we are. Hang on, we'll get him back. Hi, Wesley. I don't
Hello?
Know what they were doing.
Yeah, sorry.
You...
I heard a little bit, and then my call got dropped and the call back. And I also heard that you pulled out the cards for me, so.
Okay, well, what they were basically telling me is they're not telling me whether the part-time is going to go to full-time or whether it's going to be a new job. I think they want you to do the homework on this. So what they want you to do is to set your intentions and communicate more what your intentions are that you want with the people you feel will assist you, and to be aware that there is a older female and older male, they may be a couple or they just may be a partnership in the work, but those are ones that would be good to contact when you meet them or if you already know them. Does that resonate?
It does a little bit. Actually, my friend actually got me this part-time job a month ago, and I'm just trying to see. I'm graduating in 4 weeks from college, from university, so that's why I'm trying to see how that's going to resonate.
How about you, Patty?
I agree with you completely, but also you have a little, you're getting in your own way a little bit, Wesley. Do you know, in your thought process about that full job, you have some doubts or some fears about it?
That was another question. It's not about doubts, just I don't really know what to do currently because, like every guy in college, there's always relationship problems, so that's why. And I am currently in the process of deciding whether or not to pursue it and stuff, but I don't know how that's going to turn out. So that's why I had another question to see if you guys were able to pick up our status with Elizabeth.
With Elizabeth?
Yeah.
She's kind of a smart girl, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not getting that it's a big fool forever thing. Is that what you're looking at?
What did you say? Not a big...
I bet that it's like this is the end-all, be-all relationship, but she's there for a reason for you. And so I have some clarity there. I give you a little bit of focus and clarity. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Something about her that's real special about her and keeps you on your toes of stuff. Again, I don't think it's going to be the end-all, be-all of all relationships, but there's parts of it that are really good for you right now.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm getting teacher.
Yeah, like she's a teacher for you very much, and probably both ways. It usually goes somewhat both ways, but whole time for you, but all of it is really about faith in yourself, faith in the universe, faith in situations as they arise, and trusting yourself.
Okay.
Wesley,
you say that we are both learning from this process, but do you think this is going to be? Should I pursue it, or should I just stay as friends to see what I learned from it?
You're showing me follow the signs.
Okay.
I'm seeing a highway, and I'm seeing these signs with curves and that you need to slow down at times, and then you can speed up at times, but pay attention to what the signs are from her.
Yeah, and okay. I get that she's giving specific signs, and you maybe aren't seeing them all. So, again, that's part of the book.
Yeah, it's kind of what I was, because she's in and out at times. I'm just like, I don't know what to do, so that's why.
That's kind of like a dance, I think, Wesley, only she's doing the leading.
Yeah. I mean, you're both young. You both have all sorts of other things to do. So don't make it too difficult, whatever it is, because that's not going to work for her, and it's not what's right for you either.
Okay.
Kind of, yeah. Dancing, that's a good term. I like that. Dance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Wesley?
Yep, that's all I have for today.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you, Wesley. Good luck. You're going to do great.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you.
All right.
And I want to remind everybody to follow this show here on Blog Talk. If you're watching on screen, you can simply click that follow button and never, ever miss another episode again. They will all come right to your email inbox. Well, I think we should take a quick sponsor break. What do you think?
Let's take a sponsor break. What a fine idea, Linda.
Okay. Well, here's a Christmas idea for everyone, for yourself or for someone you care about.
I am going to ask you something kind of personal. Are you still buying yourself at the grocery or drugstore? What if you could personally design yourself to be as unique as you are? Not only can you design the color, texture, shape, and aroma of your own soap, but you can earn extra income designing and selling unique soaps to others. www.wild111.com, that is all number ones, will provide the supplies, molds, ingredients, and recipes, and even tips and videos to help you get started in your own original soaps. Pure ingredients mean pure clean and can also be a relaxing, recuperating experience with the variety of healing ingredients and scents. Erase your stress and create your own expression today by visiting www.wild, that's WILD111.com.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound wonderful?
Yes, makes me want to go take a bath.
I know.
Right, with some beautiful soaps, the candle, and that music in the background. That sounds fabulous.
It does. And you know, it's really nice, hot, steamy bath, and then look out a big picture window at the sparkling snow at night.
Well, that doesn't work in Los Angeles. But it does sound fabulous. I suppose I've done it once or twice while away, but that does sound good. That does.
Have you ever gotten Christmas snow there, or does
no,
that just
I
never
think,
happen?
No, never happen. I think two times in my life I can remember, it snowed in L.A., but it's that so little, it dries up by the time it gets there. It's like, wow, this is real snow, I think. Literally, two times in my whole life. A couple times we get hail, that'll pile up in a corner. But again, a couple times in my life forever. I honestly never saw snow falling until I was, I think, 25 years old. And I was a skier. That's so funny. I'm a typical Southern California skier. We go to the mountains. It's mostly man-made snow, or it snowed the week before you went there. You wear your little ski outfit. It's sunny. You have a lot of snow cream, and there's snow on the ground. I still had never seen it snowing until it was perfect. It was Christmas Eve. I was on my first trip to New York City. I was with my boyfriend at the time, and we were in front of like Tiffany's or something magical on Fifth Avenue. I'm like, oh, this is real snow. So all you people who live in snow appreciate it. It's pretty great and pretty, you know, exotic to those of us who don't have it.
It is, until the roads kind of get it dirty. But yeah, it is beautiful when watching it fall. I know there's been many nights I couldn't sleep, and I would just get up and go look out the window and watch the snow fall. We live on an acreage, so we have lots of clean snow where I'm at. Just sparkles, just beautiful.
Sounds beautiful. Mm.
Wonderful magic. Just like snowflakes, I think, are magic, because there's no two alike. Just like we're the human race, none of us are alike. We're all unique.
The depth and the intricacies of a snowflake, how magical is that? How wild.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be fun to have a microscope if you could compare all the little snowflakes before they melt to see how unique they are?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. probably could. I don't know. Again, I don't see it that often to have a good handle on it. You'll have to tell me.
Yeah, I'll have to get my magnifying glass. I'll be out there at 2 in the morning. The neighbors will go, what's she doing now?
Comparing snowflakes. Wow, what's got into her?
Well, they already think I'm different, put it politely. Let's
different
just add to it. Who knows, maybe somebody's writing a book, The Antics of My Neighbor. But speaking of more magic, go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and click on the Magic of Christmas link and look over all of our wonderful caricatures. I'm Space Girl. Patty is the White Witch. Jethro is the Gatekeeper. Jan is the Animal Scout. Lori is our Nature Princess. Gary is our Magical Musician. Chris is the White Knight. So be sure to get over there, check all of us out, and then post in the Contact Us link a paragraph or two. You could win up to and even over $500 worth of prizes. Music, books, jewelry from Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. They've given out some absolutely gorgeous jewelry so far, and they're gearing up for even more for Christmas. Doesn't that sound like fun, Patty?
Yes, that sounds like fun. And they are great cartoons. They're great caricatures. Really fun. I've never had a character of myself before. It's adorable. And they're all, they capture our personality. They're cute.
Oh, they are. They are. I love what they did with Lynn Bleasdale. They made her almost like a space being. She's got the headset on, and then she's holding a crystal ball as a means of communication. That's just fabulous. I just really, really love whoever did these. Thank you,
yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get us another caller on here.
Oh, I'm looking at yours right now. Yours is fabulous. I get a reminder. So anyway,
I actually look like Raven from Teen Titans, only a mature version, if anybody's ever watched that cartoon.
I haven't, but I will. But you
okay.
Look gorgeous. And you look like you.
Aw. Okay. We'll bring on 573. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name's Michelle.
Well, hi. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a friend that he's attempted several times to do a reading for me, and something always comes up. And he's never been able to do that. So I don't think I have a specific question. I got a lot of stuff that goes on this around this time of year. And I don't know if you can just tell me what the cards say.
Okay. The first thing I'm getting for you with your friend is there's sort of a difference in the energy levels. I think that he's still practicing and not quite up to where he can meet your level, if you know what I'm saying. Because I'm showing the light worker card that's very brilliant, very dazzling light worker. Now, on other issues, I'm showing something that has to do, I've been getting this lately, and it seems like 20 years ago something happened that is coming up for you. There's something about this particular time of the year that something that's been coming up from our past is facing us again, and that we need to deal with it, but that you've been given the gift of understanding and intuition, and you'll be able to get through this very easily and resolve whatever it is. Does that resonate?
Yeah. There was a lot of stuff that I was going through relationship-wise. I'm really trying
okay.
to be a family.
Patty?
I'm not hearing. I'm really listening hard, but I've got a kind of a muffle going on, so I'm hopeless. I'm hopeless.
Can you hear me now?
That's better. Yes.
Oh wow. I am sitting in my car outside, and I just had 5 deer come up to my car and walk past me.
Wow. That's
yes.
beautiful.
And And I was listening to you talk about the snow, and, you know, I'm from California originally, and then I moved to Wyoming, and now I'm in Missouri. So this type of stuff and the snow is all just something amazing. It really is a different type of mood, especially this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
So,
that's beautiful.
The
and that's
really
good
hard
message for you, the deer. That's beautiful.
Yeah. I've never, I'm surprised they even came. I've got my car running, so I have the heater on. So I just happened to see something out the corner of my eye, and they were going past.
Maybe they're Santa's reindeer. Remember, we said he's real.
Uh-huh.
They're getting ready.
Yeah.
Oh. While I've got you on the line and we're talking about reindeer, I do have a joke for you. How many reindeer does it take to change a light bulb? Give up?
Wow.
None.
Give up.
Rudolph's nose never burns out.
Boom.
I do kind of, I guess, have a question. I lost my son. It's been going on 8 years, and I used to feel his presence more than I do now.
Fatty?
Did you say you lost your son?
Yes, he passed away.
Ah, what's his name?
Johnny.
Johnny? And, I'm sorry, because I really can't hear him, but you used to hear his presence more than you do now, right?
Yes.
Okay. He's still there. He's definitely still there, but he's also moving on. He will be there, and that's something you could do in dream time, put a glass of water by the side of your bed and ask him to communicate with you if you want, like dream school. But he wants you to go for future and not dwell on the past. He is okay. Know that he's okay. He's showing me something purple. Does that mean something to you for him?
It's my favorite color.
Okay. Okay. Well, no, he's all about you, and he just wants you to look to the future and think, know that he's always there with you. He's blanketing you in purple right now. And he will show you even signs, even if you don't feel like it. And I think purple is one of the ways he will show you things. You're going to notice things that you don't usually notice, and know that that's a gift from Johnny. He was more of deed than of word, right?
More what?
More he showed and did things more than he talked about things.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did. So that's what he still is like that.
Hmm.
Linda, are you getting anything?
Yeah, I'm actually getting something to do with a shirt. When Patty said purple, I saw a shirt that of his that was purple.
I don't
know. It might be what he's wearing when he tries to appear to you in a dream.
Yeah, there's definitely a message there. So have fun with that.
I will.
If you want him to come visit, you know, put it out there. Put it out there to the universe. Put it out there to him. And then try dream. If you know dream school, it's just put a glass of water by your bed. If you want to read about it in short detail, go to my website, pattynegri.com. Go to the blog page, scroll way back to last January. It's an article I wrote in American Psychic, and it'll really help you try to tune into him. Plus, it's really great for your own spiritual and psychic development. It's like on steroids, and it costs nothing.
Okay.
It's just a glass of water. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. And be sure to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com and put in for prizes. Also, we have our toll-free number up and running if you'd like to say who your favorite psychic is and why and tell us what state you live in. That's 1-844-935-7200. We'd also like to thank our other sponsors, BlueMoonNow.net and PsychicsStore.com, as well as Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa. Well, what wonderful plans do you have for the holiday this year, Patty?
We do every year Christmas morning here. So many people are here without their families and things because they all came to Hollywood for all the reasons you come to Hollywood. So we do this kind of potluck gathering a white elephant gift, so no real presents. I gave up on real presents years ago, and you have to already have it in your possession. It can be good, it can be bad, and we steal them and play, and it's just the most magical day, and we've been doing it for years. And then something different, my husband and my dog and myself are driving to San Diego. I work with Wiener Schnitzel, which is a hot dog chain, but the Wiener Dog Races, our puppy racer, the reason I have a Wiener Dog is because I was working and running these races, and it's the big finale of all the races in all the country. I've all gathered for San Diego for the Holiday Bowl and the holiday, their big New Year's parade, and it's a couple days early. It's the day after Christmas this year, so Christmas night we get to spend in a hotel in beautiful San Diego.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Take me with you.
Yes, and it's a hotel filled with funny little dachshunds running around, so what could be better? So what are you doing?
Well, I was just going to say, if you see one in spirit, that would be Mandy. That was the dachshund that crossed.
Oh, you have a spirit dachshund?
Yes.
Okay.
If you see one running around in spirit, that would be Mandy.
She doesn't have any teeth, but she'll
do the clicking noise on the floor with her toenails.
Okay. All right. Oh, she'll have a fun. I'll tell her to come to San Diego for the day after Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing for the holidays?
Well, we always open one present to each other the night before. Then when we get up the next morning, and what we used to do when his kids were young was he would play Rock-a-Doodle as loud as he could to wake them up on Christmas morning. They're all grown up now with homes of their own. So he doesn't do that anymore. He just gently wakes me up, and I get a couple cups of coffee in me, and he's got whatever show is on. We love the old movies like Miracle on 34th Street and It's a Wonderful Life, and even the more recent one from the 80s, Christmas Story. We'll probably have those on the TV, and then we will just exchange presents, and we'll probably put a turkey in the oven and do all the trimmings and just have a chill day.
No, oh, that sounds perfect. Absolutely perfect. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's New Year's. And then it's a whole new year. I am so looking forward to 2015. I think
Me
we're going to have a shift. Not that there was anything wrong with 2014, but it wasn't a lot of people's best year ever. And I think 2015 is going to be really special. A lot of things coming to fruition, a lot of things going that next level for everybody, whatever their path.
Oh, I agree. I really am looking forward to 2015. Things are going to get bigger and better and brighter for us all.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure.
It was like 2012 was a very scary year because everyone was scared of the Mayan prophecy. They misinterpreted it.
Yeah.
And 2013 was very challenging because we were coming out of that and wondering, well, what's going to hit us? So 2015 and years after that are going to get better. But we're down to 90 seconds, so why don't you tell everybody how they can find you?
Wow. Okay. Of course, they can find me at Psychics Gone Wild. You can find me on Facebook, like me, friend me, and at my website directly, pattynegri.com, PattyNegri.com. And where can they find you, Miss Linda?
They can find me at ContinuumX, at CNTNUUMX. wix.com/Linda Irwin, all lowercase and one word. And if you're really looking for a special Christmas present, be sure to get Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, all about new ways to hone and craft your intuition. You can find that on Amazon and www.jethrosmith.net. Well, I guess we will be saying good night to everyone. Monday is Gary L. Wimmer and Lori Connell. So be sure to tune in for that Monday night, same channel, same time. We'd like to thank the ones we didn't get to for hanging in there with us. And maybe next time, 413 plus all of our Skype listeners. Be sure to follow us, as I said. Never miss another episode. And be sure to visit us on Facebook. We're the Wild Psychics Group. Until next time, have a great weekend and stay wild. Good night.
Good night. Bye-bye.